This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution, being part of the process. And I really do, there's a lot going on right now in the news. We'll get to it in a few minutes. I want you to head up to the website, realside.com, where you can, again, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, but you can give me your email address, right? We send out an email once a week, let you know what's going to go on the show and who's going to be on maybe and the type of topics we're going to be discussing. Yes, we do have stuff for sale. You know, buying stuff from the show is not a bad thing, especially if you're a conservative or a capitalist. Helps with the show expenses, and I do appreciate it very much. So head up there, buy something. Really, seriously. And check out the stories. That's the other thing, too. You know, we've got stories up there you can comment on. You can download the new apps for Android and Apple. There's a lot happening up there that you can partake of or, you know, be part of. All right, let's get to it. I'm going to start off with a somewhat lighthearted story. We got a lot happening, in, as you know. Iran is acting like a 17-year-old spoiled brat again. They have decided to do whatever they darn well please. And this is the kind of stuff that needs to stop. You know, President Trump, I was going to go down this road right now. I was going to wait till afterward. But you know, President Trump is not President Obama. Not President Clinton. President Trump is going to put up with this garbage, which you take advantage of. You know, grabbing a British oil ship in international waters. I love somebody from the left to come on board and tell me why they think that's okay. And I swear, if you say, well, we brought it on, well, great. I mean, how many things, you're gonna bring that on to all kinds of stuff? Right? I mean, we talk about local violence, it's okay for me to be violent with somebody else who's irritating the crap out of me because I don't like what they're doing? It's just amazing. But this one here, this is very serious. The identity of the new James Bond, I'm going to talk about this with Xander, too. The identity of the new woke James Bond, it's heartbreaking, actually. And I'm not a big James Bond fan.
I am.
Who knew, right? Okay. So the person who will play James Bond in the next installment of Famous franchise has been announced. The choice is genuinely shocking. Right, the next James Bond film will show the secret agent pass the torch, which is fine, right? We had Pierce Brosnan. I mean, we've had a lot of people play Bond. The fans of the Ian Fleming-inspired franchise are in for a shock, though. Reports claim that the next agent, 007, will be played by, ready for this, a British actress, Lashana Lynch. That's right, Lynch is 31. Well, now why do they have to tell us how old she is? Don't they know that's not politically correct? Lynch is 31, had a breakout role in Captain Marvel as Maria Rambeau, the superhero's best friend and fellow Air Force pilot. There's a pivotal scene at the start of the film where M says, "Come in, 007," and in walks Lashana, who is black, beautiful, and a woman. which goes totally against what Ian Fleming was doing. Right? I mean, we're going to get to the point where everything is going to be politically correct, and frankly, the feminists, seriously, so everything now has to become a win. Look at, I want you to think about something. How well did the Ghostbusters do in the female version? And let's be blunt about it. It's not because women were playing the roles. It's because you have to screw with a plot line. Find your own. How dull are you when you have to keep taking other stories and build them around you to try to build up what you got? Don't do that. Maybe we could have 008 or something. You could have started your whole new franchise, right? You could start, you know, 00D or something, 007, whatever. Well, hey, we're talking James Bond. Wouldn't it fit, so to speak? A Bond insider claimed it's a popcorn-dropping moment. Bond is still Bond, but he's been replaced as 007 by this stunning woman. Audiences will be ready for this radical change in casting? No, I don't think so. I really don't. I mean, the whole idea behind it was that whole, that whole masculine, suave kind of thing going on, right? They even blew it in the last Bond. The guy became a little bit, and listen, I'm not a Bond fan, but I heard people talking about how they kind of feminized the last guy. How he came in touch with his feelings. Because that's important. When you're talking about a fictional character in a movie, you got to make sure that they're in touch with their feelings, because it does so well, as it did in so many other movies that bombed. Right? I mean, how much did Captain Marvel actually take in? How well did it actually do at the box office? Not very. I want to hear what Xander Gibbs' take is on this on the other side of the break. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, I'm not going to go through the whole story. We'll hit on the story more later. But Iran's Revolutionary Guard, they seized a UK-operated tanker in the Straits of Hormuz. They detained another one. These guys are like on, irritating you on steroids. You know what I'm saying? It's like a 17-year-old brat. You told him not to take the car, and he jumped in the car and took off anyway. And I think, you know, everybody's saying that Trump, I love this thing, Trump is going to get us into a war. Really? How about Iran is going to try to start a war with us? Are we supposed to just let this happen? Maybe we should give them a couple more billion dollars, kiss the ring, and hope they stop. Xander Gibb joins me to the side of the break. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
They caused an explosion.
Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
You're Joe Messina. I'm the audience here with you. I'm Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really so much appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just simply being part of the conversation. We're back at it with our buddy Xander Gibb. I always love when he's on every week. Matter of fact, what we're going to start doing is we're going to start charging $100 every Friday. Okay, and I'm going to split that with Xander like 90-30. I mean 70-30. God, that's Italian math, huh? 70-30. I just assaulted the whole Italian race, but get over it. And because we have some great conversations during the break, and I think we can sell those if we can them right. Right, Xander?
Yeah, Italian empathy on line one, Joe.
Oh, God.
But we sure do. And I think that the conversations in between and before and after are often as scintillating as what goes on during the actual segment.
Well, some of the conversations we have during the break, I know my lovers, you know, on Facebook would love to hear, because they would just have a field day twisting and contorting them to make you look worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I actually had somebody, you'll get a kick on this, because I know you've had this kind of stuff happen to you. I went to a meeting the other night, and after the meeting, I'm in the parking lot, and a guy walks up to me and says, "You know what? You are not the person that you are on your show." I was like, "Whoa, I don't even know what you mean by that." And he goes, "Well, you're a lot more calmer. You're a lot more." I said, "Well, these meetings aren't made for, you know, general conversation around these. You know, these meetings are for a specific purpose. I don't bring my agenda to a meeting that has nothing to do with my political and social stances, right? From at a community meeting. Come on,
exactly.
You know, that's not what we do."
Whereas I have the opposite problem. People say to me that I'm more controlled on my show and when I'm on the TV or on the radio, and I'm actually funnier in person. I'm like, "Well, I'm getting something wrong then." You know, as a comedian. Maybe it's better that I'm a little bit more kind of chained in when I'm broadcasting.
No, we got to unchain. We're gonna start a campaign. Unchain Xander. Okay. And
wait a minute. The posters.
Wait a minute. That could be misconstrued so many ways.
Moving
so.
Swiftly on.
So, listen, Berkeley, the bastion of craziness, I think the birthplace of the fruits and nuts that come out of California. There's a new 23-year-old that was been elected to the city council there. And among his or her, because there's no designation, you know, I'm trying to be sensitive to them up in the north part of the state. The among the first things that he decided to do is go through the city charter, go through some city policies, and make them more gender friendly. And what he means by that, which I get, but what he means by that is taking out any reference to man or male or men. And when I say that, I mean the normal stuff, like chairman now has to be chairperson, brother should now be referred to as sibling, craftsman should be referred to as craftspeople, firemen, firewoman will now be firefighters. And I'm thinking to myself, are we serious with this? We really have to sit down and spend taxpayer dollars to clean this up?
Sorry, I was just hitting my head against the wall. just kind of listening. I mean, I'm guessing this guy is a liberal.
Oh, flaming.
I think it's a shame that when we have to decry kind of like younger people, because 23 is quite young to be a councillor. You know, my local councillor here in the United Kingdom, he's a young guy. He's a conservative. I'm not going to mention him by name because I don't want him to sue me. And I think he does a pretty good job, but he seems more interested in pleasing his superiors than actually getting out there and being individual and doing something different, because I think that's what we all should be wanting to do.
Right.
But towing this party line, when your party line is kind of liberal,
right,
and so double Dutch, because I'm tired of being told what vernacular to use. Because, you know, like locally, you can't call, you know, in England we call the mailman the postman, and we can't call them the postman anymore because, you know, it might be a postwoman. So maybe it's got to be postal person now. Do we really have the time when we've got to pay the mortgage, pay the insurance, you know, fix the kids' dinner, get them from school, do all of these things, to actually spend, waste this time, never mind spend this time, even contemplating this BS?
I'm with you. I don't get any of this. Makes no sense.
My brain
to me
wants
whatsoever.
To explode.
Well, look at, you know, again, the dumbest stuff in the world, right? When you talk about now a pregnant woman at work, you can't call her a pregnant woman. You can only call her a pregnant employee, right? Because you might get confused with a pregnant man. I don't know.
Do men give birth too now?
My God, I can't stand it. You know?
Because you can't differentiate that far. If you have employees in a building and you say a pregnant employee, you know, the law of averages says that she's got to be a woman because men don't give birth. Although there was that one, you know, back in the early 2000s. But this person was actually still a woman that still had the part, but identified as a man because they'd had their breasts removed.
Yep.
And I know that person. I know that guy. He's a nice guy, but it's still, in my estimation, if you're giving birth, you're a woman, regardless of what you want to call yourself. You know, I prefer to call myself slender and fabulous, but it doesn't make me so, you know?
Well, you know, it does. It starts to get nuts where the certain things they won't let you talk about, the certain things they will let you talk about. And I say to them all the time, I said, you got to help me understand, because I am not the smartest guy in the room, right? So help me understand.
No, because I am.
Yes, you are, always. Is a uterus a designator of any kind, right? I mean, a male or a female can have a uterus. Here's something for you people to contemplate while we go to break. I don't know if you have enough drugs in the house that you can take to help you understand this, but there's the question of the hour. Does a uterus, see, they tell me I can't talk about abortion because I don't have a uterus. So it has some importance. We'll talk about this on the other side of the break. God bless.
Yeah.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Don't go far, because I'm not letting Xander go anywhere either. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hours after Iran denied that the U.S. downed one of its drones in the Strait of Hormuz, Iranian state TV now says Tehran has seized a British flagged ship. The company who owns the British tanker says they did lose contact with the ship earlier on Friday. Now, Iran is denying that we shot down that drone, but according to National Security Advisor John Bolton,
yes, there's no question that this was an Iranian drone, and the USS Boxer took it out, as the president announced yesterday, because it posed a threat to the ship and its crew. This is entirely the right thing to do.
President Trump says he's unhappy with Minnesota Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, saying that he believes she hates the U.S. and she should be lucky to be where she is. The president again reiterated that he's not a fan of the send her back chant, which took place at a recent rally in North Carolina. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting. If you head up to the website, there's a lot going on up there, a lot you can check out. But don't do it while I have guests on. You know, do it during the commercials. You know what I mean? I mean, don't tell the sponsors I told you that. We're back and having more fun than anybody should legally be allowed to have. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Andrew Gibb joins me, as he does every week. Always a pleasure to have him with me. Now, Xander, I want to be clear about this because, you know, I'm very sensitive. You do identify as a male, so you're okay with me calling you him? Or are you going to say?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
No, you have to call me sir. But yes, you can refer to me as him.
Well, sir has a whole different meaning in where you're at, right? I mean, it means male.
Yeah, it does. It means I've been knighted by our friend Lizzie the Queen, you know.
You know? So.
No, I had my knighthood. You're not getting yours.
Yes, no. Like apparently me. Not. See, I've done some bad things to her.
Yeah.
But, so. And she, you know, she was a bit of a raucous young lady, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was.
I've seen the movies.
And her sisters were, too, and they were very kind of, like,
wow.
Out there. She still is now. I don't know. I can't remember how old she is. She's not no spring chicken, you know, quite respectfully, Your Majesty, because I know you listen to the show, but recently she was doing something, and they tried to help her with it. She was like, I'm more than capable of doing it myself, young man. I was like, yeah, go, you know? I was kind of very, I had a very proud moment then that she actually wanted to do this herself rather than, you know, being fawned over.
Yes.
And, you know, have things done for her just because she happened to be a bit older.
Well,
but yeah, she's a good person. I like her.
I would love to put a picture of her dealing with Obama and a picture for dealing with Trump, and the look on her face is totally different in the two pictures.
Yeah, didn't she give him an iPod with all her speeches? I'm betting that is in the trash, you know. Somewhere.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Still in the UK? Yeah,
I was gonna,
he did. Yeah, he did. Barry gave.
I remember that.
Barry gave Lizzie an iPod with all of his speeches on, so she could listen to him. I mean, even the looks on her face. I have to say, you know, you could see that there was a bit of awkwardness with the Donald. But, you know, the Donald reveres the Queen. He really does look up to her because his mother was from Scotland, I believe. And so he's had every respect. You know, this little kid that's been brought up to revere you know, the British monarchy, you know, gets to go meet them. So there were a few faux pas as in where he was supposed to stand. But someone should have told him, don't stand there or stand there. Or,
well, you know what?
We don't know what royal protocol is unless we deal with them all the time, do we?
No, but it's like anything else. But listen, to your point here, so he doesn't know where to stand. Obama was talking through the British anthem, right? I mean, the Queen is standing there reverently, so is everybody else, and he's doing a toast while the music is playing. Could he not hear it? Anyway.
Yeah, I'm sure he could, but obviously he's always been full of his own self-importance. Yeah. And even the important national anthem of the UK is not. But, you know, it's the national anthem in the UK, God Save Our Gracious Queen, is the same as one of our anthems in the United States.
Oh, yeah,
States.
The same music. Yep.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly,
I thought
the same music. So did the Americans steal it from the British, or did the British steal it from the Americans? We'll leave that for another show, but I always find that controversy quite
well,
funny.
You guys, they're older than dirt over there, so it's probably theirs first. Anyhow.
Yeah, I know, but the Queen is. Yeah.
Yeah, the Queen is. You're not kidding. Yeah. So the... I could do this all day long. Do you think Charles gets up every morning and checks the obituaries to see if she's gone yet? You know,
I think he checks to see that his ears are sticking out enough.
He's probably checking to see if he's still around. I mean, seriously.
I don't think Charles is ever going to be king, and I think that's unfortunate. You know, and in my lifetime, I've always kind of like known Queen Elizabeth, and he's next in line to the throne, followed very closely by Prince William, but I don't think that Prince Charles is ever going to be king, and I think that's been because her mother was married to the king, and she could have stayed on, but I think she stepped down to give Elizabeth a chance. But I don't think that's going to happen. Even if Prince Charles is king for a day, he'll take that, I'm sure.
Yeah,
he is.
Can you see?
He is. That's how Prince Charles says yes. They go yes and no with Prince Charles's ears and yeah.
God bless. All right, let's get back to when we went to break. It was supposed to be the uterus being a designator or not, you know. And I got to tell you something. It is, and I don't know how they keep pounding or trying to get us away from biology. It's very confusing when you want to teach your child or somebody about the realities of the real world, and they won't let
right.
You know?
Well, I think it goes back to liberal logic. And the thing is that even if you weren't born a woman and you become a woman, if you're a trans woman, if you were born a man and you have the surgery to become a woman, you still have... Can I say the V word on this show?
Oh, yeah.
When they,
I do all
when
the
they
time.
Create this for you, they can create a vagina for you, but they wouldn't give a trans person ovaries because what would be the point? They would be non-functioning. So throughout history, the only person that's ever given birth is a woman.
Unless they identify differently, right? Or am I confused? I must be confused. I have to be.
Yeah, it is very confusing. You know, I mean, you might want to identify as a steamroller, but it doesn't make you a steamroller, does it? You know? It's so you can be everything you want to be. So I'm trans slim. Did you know that, Jim? So I'm a fat guy, but I'm trans slim.
Oh, God bless America. It just doesn't get any better than this because it's consistent. And the things that we're holding in high esteem, it's just amazing. There's choice words I want to use. I have to keep pulling my tongue back in because I know I can't say certain things, but it really has...
Broadcasting standards
prevent
us from doing this.
the inmates are definitely, at this point, running the asylum in this country, don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, look at the deaths.
Exactly. When we have elected officials that can, trash our president daily, not decry... terrorism and say that they hate America. Yeah, what is this still America when this is allowed to happen? Because for me, as a patriotic American, I actually get very angry when I see this happen. You know, I woke up today to watch a TV show in the UK called Loose Women, where they were quite happy to read out the Donald's tweets and decry them as racist, but they weren't prepared to actually share any of the commentary from, you know, the fake four, you know, the squad, as they're being called. They weren't prepared to share any of their commentary, which to me is a double standard.
Yep.
Because if you and I have a fight, if you and I have a disagreement, and it's a verbal disagreement, is it fair to just to share your commentary and not mine, or vice versa? Because for me, there are three versions of every situation.
Sure.
There's yours, mine, and the truth. And, yep. And what the media does, it actually takes the truth and turns it into their own interpretation of the truth and tells us to believe that. And if you're stupid enough to actually accept that, that is what is happening. In the UK, it's what is happening. Or, you know, the only smart person on that panel today, who is called Carol McGiffin, I have to give her a shout-out, because she turned around and said, you've took this out of context. You know, go Carol. That for me, said it all. They took all of this out of context. It wasn't racist. Where you come from is nothing to do with your race. That's your national origin. And so to call, you know, his point really, let's put this in a nutshell, Joe, was, you know, if they're decrying America so much, go and fix the problems back home and then come back here and use what you've learned to make America greater. But people cannot see that logic.
No, if you hate this place so much, if you really feel this is such a crap hole, what are you doing here? That's the thing I was.
Yeah.
What are you doing in this country if it's so oppressed? Unless, of course, you are truly going to find a way to make a change. Then it's a whole different animal. But I don't see that in you. We have to go to a quick break. All right? We spent way too much time on the universe thing. I don't know what to tell you. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. I can't stand it. Joe Mazzini, your host. Seriously, heat up your coffee, cool down your drink, whatever it is you're doing. Come on back. We'll finish up with Sandra Gibb in the next segment. God bless. We'll be right back.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves.
The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. There you go. All right, everybody get their happies out. Joe Messina, I'm your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Next hour, we're going to have some real fun. Sir. Not that we're not having fun now, but Austin Planned Parenthood had said that she tried to fix some things, and that's why she was gone so fast. I don't want to give away too much of it because you'd just be amazed. The new one coming in, it's full steam ahead. We're all about killing babies and so much more. Let's get back to it. I always enjoy this guy. Okay, we're back at it again. I got Xander Gibb on with me. I love it when he's on with me every week. And, you know, if you're a sensitive person, now's the time to switch the station. I don't know what to tell you. Because we have filters so we're not vulgar, but we're not going to hide anything from you. Anyhow, Xander, no. Thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
Always. And
you
I mean,
should have a disclaimer at the beginning of the, of the Xander Gibb Hour on the real side that says, you know, not for the faint-hearted, and do not operate heavy machinery while watching this show.
But good luck to you. I mean, that would be even better.
Yeah.
Listen at your own peril. I don't know.
Yeah. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
But no, seriously. I mean, we're so afraid to talk about. You and I were talking about that during one of the breaks. You know, we're so afraid to talk about stuff. And a conversation I had with somebody, and part of it was we were talking about the gay community, and I said, look, you know, everybody kind of sets their sights or sets their mindset on gay people being like you see in a gay pride parade. I mean, it's first of all, it's such a small amount of the group as a whole, number one. And number two is most of the gay guys I know, they're appalled by what they see in those parades.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we do as a race, you know, tend to generalize.
Yeah.
I think that's why I had such a hard time, you know, at the beginning when I transitioned from being a liberal.
Oh, you're a trans?
I didn't know you were trans. Really liberal. Yeah, I'm a trans liberal. No, I was never a liberal, but I was a Democrat. So when I changed from being a liberal to being a conservative, when I changed from being a Democrat to being conservative, because I hate the term liberal and it never really applied to me, because I did have my brain. I never gave it up when I joined the party. But I had a hard time from some people because I was even told you can't be gay and conservative. You can't be gay and a Christian. But obviously I've disproved that myth, so many times because I think it's the difference between I don't politicize my sexuality. You know, being gay is not who I am. It's about, you know, if you said, you know, give me describing words about you, tell me things about you. I would say I'm a Christian. I'm a conservative. I'm a caring person. And gay doesn't come into it. And I don't politicize it either. And that's the difference. And I really respect people. You know, I've said this on the show before, you know, like trans people, when they go from being one thing to the other and then they just become the other, they're not trans this or trans that, they're just a person. I totally respect that because it's like they're making these changes for themselves and actually not using it. They're not being used by the Democrats in order to further their political ideologies. And that is what I respect.
Yeah, I always hate when they find a need, everybody finds a need to bring their sexuality into something. I don't care. I don't, you know, to your point, I don't sit there and go, you know, my name is Joe Messina. I'm a heterosexual talk show host. Are you serious?
Right.
You guys, I don't get it.
I mean, I was asked a couple of weeks ago, why, you know, when I'm on your show, why did I talk about it so often? And the reason I do is because I hate this ideology that my president is homophobic, because if he were, I couldn't support him if he was homophobic. I don't find these ideologies or policies homophobic, so I find it an imperative to actually highlight the fact that I am gay and a conservative to actually identify for people that I would not support practices or ideas or policies that were anti-me. Because why would I? I don't hate myself.
Well, no, but I got to tell you know as well as I do, what's funny about that is they think that we have been, you know, whatever term you want to use, but we've been brainwashed. We've been brainwashed into believing that Trump is, you know, the god of all gods and all that other stuff. You know, that's not it at all.
Right.
We've not been brainwashed. We see that he is fighting for every American. Doesn't matter what walk of life you are or anything. And the fact
exactly.
that pro-life doesn't make him a bad person.
No. And frankly, the ideology that we should be looking at all of the things that he's done in the past or setting the path as importance now is absolutely ridiculous. Because if people look back at things that I've said and done in the past, they might be shocked and surprised too. But it's about who I am now. We're all constantly evolving. We're all in a state of wanting to better ourselves, or should be. And I think we're seeing the best Donald Trump ever. Because, you know, I didn't always like Donald Trump. You know, I was a never Trumper. But he won me over because I saw that he was the best person to lead our nation into, you know, a newer and better state. Because let's face it, you know, we would all be in internment camps now if Hillary had won, and we would all be being sold to the highest bidder in, you know, the United Arab Emirates. You know, buy yourself an American today. Hillary's doing a 2-for-1 offer. It really would have been that bad.
No, I tell you what, I look at everything that's coming down on us. We are wasting so much time on the Omars of the world and what have you. I mean, my attitude would be I would just totally ignore those people. You know, like you keep swatting at the net, and all you're doing is allowing them to take up your time, allowing them to get up in your face. I would just stop that. It just makes me nuts. You know what I mean?
But isn't it deflection? It's deflection, because while we're looking at their BS, we're actually not seeing that this is the Democrats are a failed party with no leadership and no direction to lead us into as a United States of America for 2020. And the only person that can actually do that is Donald John Trump.
I agree with you there. And you know, it'll make people crazy. I really don't care. But, I mean, the bottom line with it is, look what he's done for us already. Look, just take it at the most simplest of terms. This is what I tell people. He has at least made it for us, for it okay for us to be Americans again, for us to be proud to be Americans. And that's been gone. The other regime went out of their way to make us feel bad about being Americans, bad about being who we are.
Right? Ashamed of being white.
Bingo.
And that's how it was under Obama. You know, and all this talk about reparations to me is absolutely, you know, so ridiculous. I mean, there'll be more Democrats paying reparations than anything else. I mean, let's not forget that it was the Republicans that ended slavery, not the Democrats.
You obviously are speaking of a different history, right?
No, I'm talking about the truth, Joe.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's funny when you listen to these people talk. It's funny when you listen to what they perceive is reality, and you say to yourself, look, go back and look at history. Who were the ones that didn't want the blacks to be human? Who were the ones that didn't want the blacks to have the right to vote or even to have their own free lives? Who were the ones that didn't want women to be able to vote? I mean, we go down the whole list. They seem to have forgotten all of that. How do we let them do things like they demonize the NRA, which was started to help the black community protect themselves, and yet the KKK, they kind of forget about. They like it never existed except when they need to call Donald Trump a KKK lover, right?
Absolutely, but I think what we need is a unified America, and the left actually wants to segregate us. And I think that, you know, all of these organizations like Blacks for Trump, Gays for Trump, you know, all of these different things for Trump are wonderful, but it's time now that we all came together as Americans for Trump, because I think that that has to be the way forward. There's so much emphasis placed upon dividing us as Americans now, and what we need to do is come together for the continued betterment of our United States. You know, Donald Trump has started this revolution, I would even call it, to actually clean America up and make it a better place, and we need to be united behind him in order to further that ideology.
I agree with you. It's the irritant to me is that the left has been pushing, they're calling it Americans, they're calling it patriotic, but they really have been pushing for it to be strictly, you're either a Democrat or you're a non-American. I mean, that's really, I mean, let's just be honest.
Yeah.
That's really what they're saying, are they not?
Yeah, because Democrats only care about Democrats. You know, I think it's a scary situation when, you know, any leader of any country only cares about the people that actually voted for him. I think Donald Trump is making a difference for all Americans, not just the Democrats.
You know how to find Xander Gibbs, xandergibb.com. That's xandergibb.com. I'm Joe Mastini, your host. Always a pleasure. Come back, because in the next hour, we're going to have a field day with stories. You know, we're going to talk about Planned Parenthood. The old is out, the new is in, and they're just out to kill your kids. We'll be back in a few minutes.